Hello, this is Stephen Childs. This is The Way of Fairness. I was thinking about the ETs or the aliens. I've been calling them ETs or aliens, and that doesn't quite fit what I want to define them as. We don't really know if they are from Earth or not from Earth. So they're not, we can't call them aliens or extraterrestrials, because they may be from Earth in some way, or it might not be relevant. It might not make sense to define them as from a location. They might actually be non-local beings. So locality doesn't make sense. So I decided to call them the secret, unknown, invisible ones. And they are here. And see, most of us are atheists that are thinking along these lines, in that we don't think that there's a creator God that's all-knowing, blah, blah, blah. We don't think there is such a thing. And, of course, everybody can have their own opinion. And this is an opinion. But we have really good evidence because of the Big Bang and because of biological evolution. We can see the Big Bang with our telescopes, and we can see the evolution with our microscopes. So there's very good evidence that there's not an all-knowing creator. Enough said on that. I'm not going to waste time arguing about that any longer on this podcast. Okay, so how do you explain the miraculous, the unknown, the miracles, the spiritual experiences, the paranormal abilities that humans have? See, that's what I heard in India, the Hindus. You could be an atheist and still be considered Hindu, but the question they would ask the atheist is, how do you account for the God experiences if there isn't one? So I'll just call them God experiences, all the paranormal experiences. How do you account for the paranormal experiences if there's not a God? Well, the super unknown invisible ones are the cause of the paranormal superhuman abilities and superhuman experiences, extreme experiences, profound, life-changing. And so I think it's the super unknown invisible ones that I have connected with, they have connected with me, and I have had numerous fantastic experiences. And I'm given dreams. These secret, unknown, invisible people, they know the future. They tell me in dreams what is going to happen later on, in symbolic fashion. You know how dreams are. Well, how can they know the future? Even more than that, how can I know the future? So see, from my own perspective, I really can't feature that I have the ability to know the future. It must be something way more powerful than me. Well, how would they know the future? And, well, it's the same kind of idea. Maybe location is meaningless with where they're at in their knowledge and technology. Maybe time is also meaningless. So time and space are both meaningless to these. They're so advanced that they have completely understood time and space. And who knows what their issues are it's like we don't even know where to start to imagine if this is the case. So see, there's the possibility of people or beings right here, forms of life right here, that we can't see, that are so advanced and we had no idea that they were here. So the closest thing we had to it was our God mythologies. If they're here, and you can find out for yourself, ask them if you can help them, tell them you love them, and would you please help me? And see if you don't get some results. And just practice at that. You know, like every day, become aware that they might be here. Tell them you want to help them, and would you please help me? And then if you can feel love for them, that will really help. They will connect with you. They connect with us on an emotional level. So it's like, you know, people say that God knows all of our tears and all of our troubles. They're like the real thing that's there, even though we don't believe there's an all-knowing creator anymore. Okay, so we've updated. We've updated our belief system because of what creation has shown us. Now, right now in the world, we're fighting each other. We're competing against each other. There's tragedies happening, horrible tragedies. So these others that we can't see, they are willing to help us, because that's what I've been told from my telepathic connection with them. And so I can see that happening today in a big way. They are affecting the consciousness of people all around me. And no one is fighting against me today. And I'm not in a fight with anyone today. The issue of competition came up, and immediately shit hit the fan, as they say. And the person that I was in competition with was obviously experiencing some foul, some unpleasant thing happening in his mind and from his nose organ. You know what I mean? He was smelling something foul, something stinky. And that's how they let us know they're here. See, this is an explanation of that phenomena. What is causing us to smell stuff when we have no reason to be smelling stuff? Well, it's the secret unknown invisible ones that are letting us know they can do that to us. They can do other things to us too. They can give us pain. They can give us headaches. Now, I don't have any evidence of them being here or evidence of them doing that. I only know from my own experience that what I'm saying is true. I was using Thor's hammer because I dreamed I was given Thor's hammer. Thor's hammer is such that when you throw it at the enemy, it hits the enemy and comes right back to your hand. And I was shown that in my dream. And so then I didn't want to appear violent with, like, playing like I'm using a hammer on someone all day long. Like, you know how people are like poking darts or at throwing darts at everyone with their hand language. It's similar to that. Other people like might mock stabbing with a knife or shooting with a gun even. And so instead of using the hammer motion, I started just wiggling my thumb. And they're like, don't use your thumb anymore. It's all I got to do is think about using Thor's hammer, and it's affecting other people around me. I don't have to do anything. Just think about it. The only activity I'm doing is thought. Okay, so we have problems in the world. We have problems with other people. We have problems with ourselves. And on many other videos, I've talked about the need that we all become fair to each other and everyone care about everyone else, no matter what country or tribe you're from. We're all human beings. Okay, so if with the help of the super unknown invisible ones, I think we can reorganize our human society worldwide. And like in the USA, we have capitalism that is being argued against by the Democrats versus the Republicans, generally speaking. So if we get together and if we want to, as fellow human beings and fellow intelligent life forms in the universe, we can change how we view things. Like with capitalism, if you want to call it compassionate capitalism. So what that would look like, here's a possibility. I'm just describing a possibility of what we can do. The corporations are designed to help people. So the incentive is not to make money, it's to help each other. That's the purpose of our lives, is to help one another. To help our own, that help we will be helping ourselves, and we will be helping our own families and our own grandchildren and so on into the future. Instead of leaving them in a world of competition that's destroying the planet. So we're going to be cooperating, and we could have a corporation designed to manage other corporations in this purpose of helping one another. And so the corporations would be very efficient. We wouldn't be making buildings that become a few years old and they're obsolete, and we bulldoze them and destroy more land, and the cities are sprawling all over the place, covering more acreage, taking up farm ground. And they build new design buildings that outcompete the other older, established, smaller family businesses and so forth. And then that new building becomes a thing of the past. And it's like Kmart and Sears in the USA. They're going to be gone. And now you have Walmart. And then in the future, there will be something that outcompetes Walmart, and all those buildings will be bulldozed, and you'll go to the new facility. Okay, so that is destroying our planet, and it's we don't have enough people to work anymore because of this system of capitalism doing this. There's profit to be made in it, but there's no people to man the jobs anymore because you have to have people to destroy the buildings, you have to have people to build the buildings, you have to have all these people fighting against each other employed, but the money's there because where does the money come from? It comes from our blood, sweat, and tears is where it comes from. And we can produce lots of stuff. So then you're forced into like a wage slave, they call it, to get the money to buy the products. And we're sold on this idea of buying this new thing that's better, and we throw the old thing away. Well, if we were really working together as people, that material product stuff wouldn't be so valuable. What would be valuable is our time we spend with our families and enjoying our life with other people. And we can do that. So we wouldn't need to work all this amount of time. We would only have to work half as much time or less than half as much time, because all of our time and labor is going into war machines that destroy things and rebuilding things and making the weaponry, and we're spending hours and hours to do all this. If we wasn't doing all that, we would only need to work 2 days a week instead of seven. I'm just saying that to give you some figures of possibility. I don't have the actual estimation. But anyway, so we could call that compassionate capitalism, or they could be called compassionate Republicans. That would be their new platform, or whatever. You see what I mean? I'm just use your imagination. All the problems with governments and religions can be resolved easily. We just need the unity of the people, and all those problems are resolved easily. So this is a way where everyone wins, not just me, not just the other guy. I've been struggling my whole life to win in this competitive environment, and I can see how this arrangement from the super unknown invisible ones, they're arranging things, and I get on the path where it's being arranged and things are falling into place and it looks like I'm going to have great success, and then the competition stops it from happening and things are going their way. So we've been fighting each other viciously. With this idea that I'm explaining, all of us would win. We would all have great success as in our lifetime. Our lives would be very successful, very rewarding, fulfilling lives instead of torture. So I've noticed that one of the ways that I get off track and I'm not on the path of things are arranged for me, the timing is worked out so that the people I need to see are there when I'm there, the lights are green more than they're red, that kind of thing. So these unknown, secret, and invisible beings, they can arrange all of the events of our life. It's really incredible. It's unbelievable sometimes how much you can see that things are falling into place from their causing it. And I've already explained how advanced they are in their technology, so for them to arrange our planet, our physical world, is easy. It's just simple for them to do it. They're just waiting for us to be able to understand enough to get on this path of having our lives arranged by them. So, you know, it's the same as before, where we used to be worshiping God to have things happen. And that can be a part of it also, but you just realize that at the root of all this stuff about God the Creator, it's the actual truth of things, so that we're seeing things more clearly, more accurately. And so all those prayers are coming true of prosperity and of peace on earth and so forth. This morning I'm getting telepathic message that I have money coming my way, lots of money, so that I can be at the ground level of making this happen. And this podcast is a part of that. And it hasn't required a large amount of money to do this. But if everybody's involved, it's really not going to take a lot of money myself. It's about the other people getting on board, becoming a member of this website, and everybody deciding to make it happen. So all the money that I receive would be used in sharing this message, and in creating. We could have acquire buildings, rent buildings, to have meetings at, and have gatherings and things like that. So, you know, that's all we need to do. We just need to make it happen. My point being that here again, I feel like I'm really close to success because I'm being told that the money's coming my way. You know, like when you think your prayers are being answered. And so, I don't know, we'll see what happens today. Sadly, if we don't do this, what's going to be happening today and tomorrow and the next day is more mass murders or something like that. More catastrophe that's caused by unfairness. From the time people are born, they're experiencing unfairness and terrible betrayal of their self. And so all that we can change. We can put an end to that. We can make unfairness against the law of fairness. The most important law. Thanks for listening.